the 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com newsroom, here's what's happening.
Good afternoon. I'm Gary Stevens. This news is brought to you by Marsilia Insurance. The National Weather Service is maintaining a winter weather advisory for Ottawa County and areas north of the Allegan-Ottawa County line through 7 o'clock this evening, as periods of freezing rain will continue through this afternoon and then into the evening. It'll transition to light snow or freezing drizzle. Up to a tenth of an inch of ice accumulation is possible. We'll take a full look at Holland's hometown forecast from WHTC.com following this news. Speed and an icy road were considered factors in a two-vehicle crash that hospitalized a 44-year-old Kentwood man in Jamestown Township last night. According to Ottawa County Sheriff Sergeant Christy Went, 16-year-old Taylor Contreras of Jenison was driving westbound on Riley Street just past Kenowa Avenue, while Brian DeBile was heading in the opposite direction.
She lost control on the icy roads and struck the eastbound vehicle head-on. DeBile was pinned in his vehicle and had to be extricated by the Jamestown Township Fire Department.
DeBile and a backseat passenger were taken to St. Mary's Hospital for treatment of several injuries. Contreras was not hurt, while their passenger, a 15-year-old sister, suffered bumps and bruises. The incident remains under investigation. A 48-year-old Cedar Springs man is recovering from an agricultural accident in Jamestown Township yesterday. Ottawa County Sheriff Sergeant Greg Rotman and deputies were dispatched to a farm off of 20th Avenue and Adams Street after 1 p.m. to tend to Timothy Payton. Timothy Payton is described as a self-employed contractor.
Payton was working on a conveyor system inside a silo. Payton's right hand was caught in the conveyor, causing severe injury to his hand.
He was eventually taken to Spectrum Butterworth Hospital for treatment. The incident remains under investigation. Yesterday's gas price spike from under $3 per gallon along the lakeshore is reflected in this morning's weekly survey of Holland area stations. The average of $3.29 is about 30 cents higher than 24 hours ago, 16 cents more than last Friday's polling, and compared to a year ago, it is 4 pennies more. AAA's daily canvassing is at 3.22 nationally and 3.19 statewide, down 3 cent and 1 cent, respectively, from last week. It's the holiday season, and as Diane Costin says, it's the most dangerous time of the year.
The American Red Cross says cooking is a leading cause of home fires. Communication Officer Kelly Hudson has some precautions for cooks.
We really want to make sure that people are being safe and careful and attentive during the holiday season.
There are other causes of home fires, especially at this time of year.
You're going to want to choose decorations that are either flame resistant or flame retardant. One thing to really keep in mind, too, is if you have a live tree, to make sure that you're keeping it watered regularly. If those trees dry out, they really can become a fire hazard, especially if they're close to a heating vent or something like that. You also have to keep in mind that you're wrapping electrical lights around a tree. So keeping that water at the bottom of the tree will help keep it moist and less flammable.
For more information, go to AmericanRedCross.org. Diane Costin reporting.
Well, Holland won't hold one this year. The annual Christmas Coffee with the Mayor festivities is scheduled today in Zeeland. Kevin Kleinster will preside over a number of activities at the Howard Miller Center's Community Room beginning at 1 p.m. Besides refreshments and fellowship, residents will get a chance to meet Zeeland's new Library Community Center Director, Bob Vandevussie, who is also the Mayor Pro Tem of the Holland City Council. Some state lawmakers recently were taken on a tour of Detroit to learn more about the Motor City's problems and how state government could possibly help it.
State Representative Amanda Price, chair of the House Local Government Committee, says that she toured Detroit's west side with Democratic State Representative Harvey Santana this week and saw widespread blight. She thinks that and crime present significant challenges for the city.
If you had not been to Detroit in a number of years and had a mental image of a very great city and saw the things we have seen, even today or in my previous visits, you would be surprised.
However, Price also ran into people who are succeeding in Detroit. She said that it's still possible there for a person with a good idea to make it grow and then prosper. Price thinks that the goal of state government should be to help in such situations. Andrew Green reporting.
An estimated 2.9 million Michigan residents are expected to travel during the upcoming Christmas holiday. According to officials with AAA of Michigan, that's on par with last year's numbers. Roughly 92% of Michigan travelers are expected to travel 50 miles or more by car, truck, or van to their destination. The rest will likely go by plane, bus, or train. This year's Christmas holiday period for travel begins tomorrow and runs through January 1st. Low-income students in the state will benefit from Michigan's share of $280 million in federal grant money. Michigan's portion comes to about $52 million as a winner in the National Race to the Top Early Learning Challenge. There are about 182,000 young children in the state will be served by this funding, and State Superintendent of Schools Mike Flanagan says, well, this won't eliminate child poverty. It will certainly help a lot of the youngsters get the early intervention that they need. Senator Debbie Stabenow, the Lansing Democrat, is heading up an effort to extend the Emergency Unemployment Compensation Program beyond its current expiration date of December 28th.
Stabenow says the measure is needed because 43,000 people in Michigan will see their unemployment insurance benefits dry up immediately. She adds that another over 86,000 will see an end to their benefits 6 months into the new year without action.
It's three people looking for work for every one job available. And right now we have 2 million fewer jobs than we did just a few years ago.
If the deadline passes, retroactive action can be taken in Congress the first full week of the new year. Michigan's unemployment rate is currently estimated at 8.8%, still well above the national average of 7%. I'm Sam Herold reporting.
Three boys-girls doubleheaders tonight highlight high school basketball action along the lakeshore, and we'll carry the boys' games and two of those twin bills on our stations this evening. The Fenville at Saugatuck contest, I'll have it for you on 92.7 The Van and 92.7TheVan.com at 5:10 p.m., followed at 7:10 p.m. with Greg Chandler at Zeeland West High School as the Ducks host the Zeeland East Chicks on 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com. The other twin bill at the Holland Civic Center, where Holland Christian hosts Grand Rapids Christian. Boys games on tap include Grand Rapids Union at Holland, West Ottawa at Wayland, and Hamilton at Granville. Of course, all those games are dependent on the weather. Hope College's Flying Dutchman finally play a home game after opening the season with six road contests as Coach Matt Neal's Orange and Blue entertain Lake Forest in the Rust Event Classic this evening.
You know, it's a tough schedule playing really four ranked teams, as I would look at it. But I think it's a great way for us to help our young men grow up in a hurry.
Coverage from DeVos Fieldhouse with Ron Weatherby and Adam Prince. On our FM station, 92.7 The Van or 92.7TheVan.com, begins at 7:40 p.m. The earlier matchup at 6 p.m. features Illinois Wesleyan versus Wilmington. Daniel Alferson had a hand in all of the Red Wings scoring last night. And as Ken Kell called the action here on Holland's hometown station, the former Ottawa star capped a two-goal, one-assist performance by tallying the game-winning marker at the 103 mark of overtime to beat visiting Calgary 3-2 and snap a six-game Detroit losing streak.
Cronwall pushes it into the corner. Datsuk in the slot. A drive by Alfredson. He scores! A rocket by Alfredson. And the Red Wings win 3-2 in overtime.
The Wings play in Toronto tomorrow evening. Ken and Paul Woods will call the game for you on 1450 WHTC at 6:40 p.m. Chicago Blackhawks welcome Vancouver to the United Center tonight. Kevin Durant scored 32 points as Oklahoma City handled the visiting Bulls with ease last night, 107-95.
You know, we move the ball like that, you know, with the guys that we have that can create for everybody and create for themselves. It makes it tough on other teams because you don't know who's gonna score. So, you know, we just got to always think team first.
Chicago's home to Cleveland at the United Center tomorrow evening. The Detroit Pistons entertain Charlotte at the Palace of Auburn Hills tonight. American Hockey League action at Van Andel Arena in Grand Rapids this evening finds the Griffins hosting Rockford. Catch an NFL doubleheader on 1450 WHTC this Sunday, beginning at 3 p.m. with Dan Miller and Jim Brandstetter, as Dominican Sue and the Detroit Lions welcome the New York Football Giants to Ford Field.
I don't think our record shows to how well we should be as a team, but it is what it is, and we have an opportunity to say that we're not a 7-7 team with getting two more wins in the next 2 weeks.
That Lions game will be followed on Holland's hometown station by Jay Cutler and the Chicago Bears, already thinking postseason play against Philadelphia. They go to the city of brotherly love.
You want to get on a run going into the playoffs, so you want to be playing your best football. You don't want to lose, get in the playoffs. You know, you want to be on a winning streak.
Holland's hometown forecast from WHTC.com calls for a winter weather advisory to remain in effect for Ottawa County and areas north of the Allegan-Ottawa County line until 7 p.m. tonight. Cloudy skies with rain showers this afternoon, steady temperatures in the low to mid-30s. Some ice will form early this evening and then cloudy overnight with a low of 28. More clouds tomorrow, high 34, and then a wintry mix to start on Sunday, changing to all snow and a high of 32. This news has been brought to you by Marsilia Insurance. Check them out online at yourhometownagency.com. I'm Gary Stevens for 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station.